Will you take those that pile of cloth out of there?
Absolutely.
You can put it somewhere else, Sri.
Yeah.
Maybe behind me here.
Yeah.
Wherever. There we go. I like to have the house appear uncluttered for you.
Uncluttered.
Namaste, everyone.
Namaste.
Namaste, Shanti Mai. Are you good? We're in India now, huh? Thank you, Chandra.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now you want to take Chandra off of the... There you go. We'll put her back on in a little bit. Mm-hmm. So here we are in India. The door's open. Maybe we should close the door because it's cold here and everybody's got... There goes Sri. Okay. Everybody's got some kind of flu or bronchitis or... I've never seen anything like it in my life and all of my over 30 years of being here that everyone, nearly everyone, has come under this either flu or whatever it is. And we're all getting better, by the way. We're all getting better, so that's a good thing. Never saw it like this before. So greetings. I didn't bring anything to satsang today, except I have an announcement. And that is that I was working on editing the Gita today, the coughs and the dog barks and so like that. And I'm not satisfied with this part two. So I have to attempt it again. And I'm sorry that it's taking time, but it has to be right. And well, there it is. So I'll get it out to you as soon as possible. There it is. Somebody's on my Skype. I wonder if it's from, who is it? Well, I don't want to know it. So if it's from you, any of you, I'm not going to answer right now. I'm going to go into satsang. It's really wonderful to be here. I'm really grateful. And the paint that is being applied to the ashram is really uplifting the spirit of the people, actually all around the town. So that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And we'll continue to journal what we can and report to you how it's going here. And the ashram is in good spirits. I want to say that we're all in good spirits. I didn't bring anything to satsang today, so I will wait and see if you want to open up the satsang with any insights or questions or anything that you might want to bring to the satsang. Of course, Gabriella is going to open it up because she doesn't want the satsang to go away.
Absolutely not. Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste, namaste.
I have been listening to the part one of seven, chapter seven again. And in the week between the two listenings, one thing has become more clear to me about judgment. I really would like to know if, no, let me start differently. So before I went to see my mother again and my siblings, I was able, after talking with you and listening to Sangha for 2 years, to just let all of the old stuff, just let it go. And it was a completely different experience. And now with judgment, it seems very different. So at the end of the last transmission, you speak about this weaver you visited in the United States, who had all these threads tangled up terribly. And you asked her what you're going to do with this, and are you going to cut it? And she said, oh no, I'm going to untangle them one by one, one thread at a time. Well,
yeah,
you told the story better, but yes. You know what I mean. And to me, it seems like with judgment, I have come to think one of the biggest themes for me, like, or maybe the biggest, that I need to look into and be aware of. It feels like it doesn't work like with my family that I can just say, okay, I'm done with it.
Oh, yeah, you can, but go ahead.
I can. I haven't found that yet. So what my sense was that it's like with these threats, each judgment I notice, just, okay, let it go, thread by thread, judgment by judgment. And if there is a way to just let them go all at once, please do tell me.
No, you make a very, very good point about the one thread at a time. Mm. So no, that's exactly right. It can be that you just take a day and say, I'm done with it for this day. And whenever I myself in the state of judgment, I just, no problem. I just let it flitter away, and I will catch myself a million times or 100 times or 10 times, even though I intend not to participate in it at all, I will find myself participating in it, but then I just let it flitter away, let it just dissolve away. Mm-hmm.
I just realized there's one part I forgot to mention, because judgment outside, that seems like the easy part. That's easy to catch. But what I have come to realize is that...
Not so easy.
Okay.
So easy. Not when you're paying attention to it, Gabrielle. People write to me all the time and say, oh my gosh, I had no idea that I was judging like I was.
Yes.
And right again, also to internalize it, it may be a whole different way, so to speak. I don't say it's much more difficult. I don't like to say things are difficult or easy.
Yes.
But I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
So to me, it seems like the judgment I automatically, without even being aware of it a lot of the time, a bit more now, they are directed towards myself. That is feels like the source of the problem. I am extremely judgmental towards myself.
Why?
And
what good is it doing you?
Well, nothing good. It's like a straitjacket. It's
reflection different than judging. Is reflection different than judgment?
Reflection.
Means if I shall make some silly error, which I do.
Oh yeah.
I do. A lack of information sometimes can create a strong opinion that would be different if we had the whole of the information. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, no, I do.
So there's always these places where we slip up and become opinionated or something, and find out later, gee, we didn't have to waste our time with that. What I'm talking about reflection is, yeah, that we didn't have to waste our time with that. Mm. Now I see.
Yes.
Fine, let it go.
No, that's completely different than thinking I'm this or that, or not good enough, or not this enough. And that's like so much. So that is what I'm starting to become aware of. I thought, oh, it's about not thinking about people, not thinking that one smells and that one's too loud and that one is this and that. But it's me. It starts with me. And this is so, well, what you said, interiorized. And I think the most important thing is starting to notice it. So when I notice it, I can stop it. Yes, so thank you.
When you notice that you're halfway finished when you just let it flitter away, if it's important, reflect upon it and see, okay, I could have, I might have, it would have been better had I. Mm-hmm, got it. Mm-hmm. But not to self-punish all the time, just to bring the light in where the dullness or the darkness dwells, turn the light on and carry on. You know, I was with Ananda Mahotra the other day, a very, very dear person to me. I've known, I mean, Ananda must be 40 years old now. I've known him since he was maybe 10. He's a great master. And, you know, he was saying that to hear the teachings from someone who holds the Shakti, because he was speaking about people who don't hold the Shakti, the energy of the teachings, and how impotent that is. Although I feel that you can acquire wisdom, because it's always within you, from just about anyone. But the Shakti is important. He was saying that it's very important for people to have a sadhana, to actually go by a path. I agree, you know, either the breath or that meditation, or ceasing to judge and really ceasing to judge, taking it into your life as a way home that will last you at least a couple years to over. No, really, I mean, yeah, something in the last lifetimes.
Mm.
Because it's a thorough cleansing. In there's a document that's so beautiful. I believe it's from Lao Tzu. It's called the 61st. I believe he uses the word song, where he says, this is not, what does he say? This is not, this is mental hygiene.
I know that one.
Yeah.
Yes, I have it. Yes.
Yeah. And actually, that's what it is.
Mm.
We clean our sinks, we clean our clothes, we clean our house, hopefully. We keep things in order to the degree that we do. We care about that. And we can keep our mind clean through our sadhana. Mm. It can even be the Gayatri Mantra, which is a beautiful sadhana, you know, to chant a Gayatri Mantra, a mala a day, or to sit in meditation with the breath, or to contemplate the Om Purnama Daha Mantra, or to take a year and go the beauty way and see the beauty in everything, even what is not beautiful, because it's God's creation. But just to stay with one of the qualities so that 1,000 doors open up once it's thorough. You know?
Yes.
One thread at a time.
Yes.
What a mess she had. She had a mess. She had meters of compacted, messy threads on her loom. And I would have cut them off and started again. She says, no, 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 no. I'm going to use this and I'm going to unravel this. And I said, how are you going to do it? And she says, one thread at a time. And she showed me, you take one thread, there it is, done. There's another thread, done. And she had to go through maybe 150 threads, but she was going to do it. And she was going to do it one thread at a time. Mm-hmm. So we stay with something that we know encourages wisdom to emerge out of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And to cease judging is really important. And you have to have discernment. Remember that you have to have discernment. You have to be able to say, this is right, this is not right, this is beneficial, this is not beneficial, so like that. But we cease to cement ideas in our brain, in our thoughts, and we cease to entertain ourselves with what we think is not good enough in anyone else,
mm-hmm.
and in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get some mental hygiene.
Thank you, Shantimaya.
You're welcome. Thank you too. Continue. Gate, gate, para gate.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Don't give up ceasing to judge.
No.
No, go there for a long, long time and see what a smooth road comes out of that.
I will report.
Yeah. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, I don't think we have anybody else here. So no one else is interested in satsang today, only listening to satsang. Ah, Claudia. Okay.
Sorry to interject. We had a message also from a person named Dale who has asked.
Wait a minute. Who's talking to me?
Antisa. Sorry.
Yeah. What do you want to say, Antisa?
I got a message from someone who can't put his video on because his internet is not strong enough, named Dale Jones, who has asked if you would lead a metta meditation.
If I would lead a what?
A metta meditation.
Yes, I will do it, but not this evening. And if he wants me to help him with metta, he and I can have a metta meditation between us. It wasn't planned for this evening, So I won't offer the metta this evening, but I would be happy to offer a metta with him, or even. Oh, you say it's a she? Is that person?
That person.
Okay. Thank you for that. We can offer a metta at the beginning of the next week's satsang because we put it in. That's a really good idea.
Okay. I think she can.
It's Dale from Australia.
It's Dale Jones. I don't know.
Well, ask.
I think yes. She says yes.
I know who that is. Very wonderful.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's heard you, so that's all I need to say. We can put Claudia on now.
Right. So let's speak to Claudia. Yes.
Claudia.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste.
Namaste.
I want to the satsang to stop, and I want to share something that happened a week ago or 2 days ago. I was traveling or riding on the underground, and suddenly there was something like, "You black bastard," an old person shouted at a black man, and everybody startled, and I turned around, and there was an elderly lady who had shouted, and she said, "He spit at me," and she was very aggressive towards this man, and the man started to kick him, and the man approached her and wanted to stop her from kicking. At that moment, the doors opened at the station, and a young couple entered, and the young man started to interfere approach the black man. And because he thought he was doing something wrong towards this old lady, and many people shouted, "No, it's not like it looks like." And it was so impressive that this change of perspective within very short period of time, that the things weren't as they looked like. And then this old lady was so aggressive, and she insulted him again, and then others insulted her. And within maybe 30 seconds, there was an inflammation of aggression and of judgment and of positioning. And then this lady shouted, "I'm Ukrainian," and then somebody insulted her, and it was really developing within no time a very, very charged situation with aggression and with energy and with opinion and with positioning. And I was standing amidst of it and watched it all happening and tried to just to calm the situation. And it became more a bit more dissolving the tension. And I realized, and I looked around, and I saw people that looked into the situation with wide eyes and shocked and disbelieving. And I really realized that I had missed the station where I wanted to step out of the underground. But then I left. I was really impressed by the possibility that something could develop in such a short time, just by identification and by being uh, was heißt beleidigt? Insulted. Mm-hmm. And wow. And my heart was jumping, or also after I left and I walked and came down. Amazing. And I wasn't.
Nitro and glycerin.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I was happy that there was not a weapon like a knife or so was involved, and but I wouldn't have thought that this is possible so easily.
Oh, anything is possible, and nowadays people are they're in pain.
I didn't get you. You were frozen.
People are in pain.
Yeah.
And divisions.
This lady was obviously in pain. She was crazy. She was.
Wait a minute. Did he spit on her? She said he did.
If anything happened, it was accidentally. And it maybe it that there was some I don't know something that hit her jacket or but it was not worth the whole thing, and you really could see how aggressive she was and how happy she was to give way to her aggression.
What to do? The whole world is like this right now. I mean, everything's wow. Being like that.
Yeah.
You don't, you know, there's one way to look at this, Vinayaka, and I love this too. And it's something that we all can reflect upon. And that is in the course of miracles, and I've mentioned this many times over the years, there's a sentence that says, here we go with Gabrielle again. You really cannot judge because you don't know the whole story.
Yeah.
So it gave everybody an opportunity to approach this in a way that will teach them something, one way or another. Mm. Mm. So we don't know what the old woman, we don't know her whole story. We don't know the black man's whole story. We don't know the young man who came in and interfered, and we don't know anyone's whole story. So it's so good that you attempted to just sit there and witness, because that which is absolutely true in you and all beings is the deep and inner witness to all that occurs in the world and to ourselves and in time. So it's so wonderful that you did what you did. And even I would say, take it off of the old woman, because we don't know her whole story. We really don't know what happened to her. We weren't watching it beforehand. Maybe it was a mistake. Maybe it wasn't even there.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know her whole story as mm-hmm. to why she was so aggressive.
I wasn't judging anybody. I was just...
Even if you were, I'm not saying you were or weren't. I'm just talking about what possibility it brings up for us. And everyone in that train at that time had an opportunity from their own perspective as to what the teaching would be in this. No?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get that you were attempting to stay very much in a witness stage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. So I feel that line in the Course of Miracles has always popped out at me as very powerful. We don't know the whole story. We just went through something today where a part of the information was missing and an assumption was made. It turned out really good for everyone. But also there was a small explosion here, and it was due to having some information that was not prevalent. Mm-hmm. And had that information been prevalent, it would have been dealt with in a completely different way. So we don't have all the information, and we just go judging it anyhow. And that's just our natural state. We learn how not to do that. Mm-hmm. That's what happened in the ashram today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think it's really important what you brought to the satsang. I think it's really important what you and Gabrielle see, how it correlates the two together. Hmm? Your mm-hmm. story and her consideration. Must be that people want to hear this. Thank you.
Namaste.
Gayatri Ryan. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste, Jerry.
I've got a question. My question is in regard to intuition and products of the creative mind. As we move along, it seems to me that our mind, or I'll just speak about mine, I can only speak about my mind, has become more open. And that in that open space, there seems to come more intuition and more creativity from the mind.
What do you mean by more creativity from the mind?
Well, the mind becomes more creative in all sorts of areas, you know, just in thought, in your whole life. You just I seem to become more creative. I can only speak for myself.
Okay.
More creative ideas come in my mind. Okay. And I'd just like to ask you, first of all, how much trust, I'll use the word trust or distinction, but trust. Mainly, how much trust do you put in intuition? And how do you use any method of distinguishing between what comes to you in an intuitive way and deciding whether that, or do you even bother trying to decide whether that is intuition or whether it's a product of the creative mind?
Well, I think they both are. I understand you well. I would say that they're not different. See what you're saying. I see what you're saying. You're also saying that the mind is making scenarios where the intuition is intuiting scenarios.
In other words, putting it simply, is this my imagination? Because it's getting pretty wild, or is this new intuition that I really need to look at closely, you know, because a lot of things come to us and, you know, a lot of it's new. You never thought about that before. You know, totally different angle from what you've ever thought about before on any sort of subject.
Yes.
Do you totally trust?
I get it often. And way out of my league. Way out of my, completely out of my environment. And usually, let's talk about, I'll give you an example. When I heard that we must visit an angelic realm, for me, that was completely out of the blue. It's not anything that I would think about. It's not in my spiritual heart or delivery, and not against either, but just that that would come up would be completely foreign to me. So then I said, well, I'll set that aside for a while, because maybe I'm making this up. Huh? Maybe I'm making it up. I've had this happen several times. So I put it aside for a while, and it comes again. And it comes again and again. And over a little bit of time, it comes again and again and will not leave me alone. And then I know that something's knocking at my heart that I have to attend to, whether it's in my environment, so to speak, my environment, or outside of the realm of what I would even consider ever. I have to pay attention all of a sudden, because it's again and again and again there. What I imagine, which I don't imagine much, but what I imagine can flitter away pretty easily and I never hear it again. But the intuition kind of
sticks it.
Well, not, yeah, it won't let you go until you attend to
it. Right. Okay. Well, that's helpful.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope it's helpful. Yeah.
It's just a question I've asked quite a lot, and I thought, oh, you know, I wonder how you handle this. Because some things they are right in the field, aren't they? And they're not some, well, for me, as you just said, same for me, some things just so out of left field, and you think, where did this come from? Is my imagination, you know, going out of control, or but it does feel like it has come to you through intuition.
Well, it comes out of the depths of my soul, and I still don't have any inclination or knowledge as to why it does when it's so completely out of what I could possibly think would be something that I need to attend to. And this also came up with the anointing. This anointing, for a long time I was told, you must do the anointing, you must anoint. And I'm going, I must be making this up. This is something that I must be, this must be coming from the creative mind, as you would say. And it over a couple of months, actually, this just kept arising and arising and arising, because it's completely out of my league. It's not something that I would ever consider necessary or even remotely something that should be done at all. And yet we're anointing people.
Okay.
No, I think it's very important, Gayatri. I think it's of the gravest importance for those who receive it. Yeah. As to why, I don't know. As to why it came out of my life, I cannot say. But the intuition would not drop it. Would
that's
not drop.
The message.
Yeah, it's a direct message. And like I say, completely, you know, completely off of anything that I would consider necessary or in my, I don't know why, but it is like that.
Mm-hmm. Your mind is very open, Shantimai. Yeah, so yeah, if it's out of your mind space, it's pretty far out.
It's true. If it's all space, that's right. I love you so much. So I often ask myself if I'm making things up too, Jerry. But if they persist, I know that it's my intuition that is, or intuition. I don't know if intuition is mine, but it does speak to me directly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, too. So nice to see you. So nice to think that you're just up the road.
I know.
Oh, maybe you'll.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'll move on. Thank you very much. Uh-huh.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Your hair is sticking like
Yeah.
Put it down.
Mm-hmm. I was resting.
Looking like you're coming to satsang. Yeah. How are you, Tara?
Yeah, I'm getting better. I feel like a snail riding the turtle. And after some days, I think I'm a snail on the ground. It's getting slower and slower. It's like taking one thread by the time out of the bundle.
Yes.
Yeah. And for me, it's like my body is collecting all the moments, because you were talking about the anointment, the moments where I met the mystery or where I met God. And if I'm in myself and on the battlefield judging myself, I'm going to silence, and then the mystery is appearing and the voice of the unknown, something new is coming through and everything is okay. But it doesn't mean that I can take it in the daily life yet, but
it does mean that you can take it in the daily life yet, slowly, slowly, step by step.
Yeah,
you just let it live you. You don't have to control it. You have no control over zero.
Yeah,
when you see something from the center of your heart, it's going to come into your life, period. It already has, because you've seen it. So there.
Yeah, I feel something is shifting, and also it's a preparation for a new communication or a new meeting people. Because my body is not stable to meet people as I did before. So I'm more delicate and more careful that body, mind, and spirit is in peace.
Yes.
And I inspire other people with that. I feel it. And gives me a lot of joy.
I'm really glad it gives you a lot of joy to have this change. And, you know, maybe I oftentimes feel that people get ill to reconstruct something inside for a kind of, I call it a recalibration of sorts. The immune system recalibrates for what it needs to work with, or that something happens in the system that recalibrates for the time. So you're delicate now. My sense is you will not be delicate by the end of the summer, but maybe the end of the summer, months ahead, where you take care of yourself very well. And I have this feeling always that when, like, the whole Sangha is ill, in India, almost the whole Sangha is down with a real debilitating cough and sneeze. And I never had a fever or anything like that, but still it's not in a normal, healthy, flowing manner. But then I wonder, you know, are people needing to be put into a very still and restful place for something to occur in them that works with the time, that works with what's going on Earth, that works with their wisdom emerging and beginning, and actually not beginning, but they're aware where they're, and maybe they're not at the beginning either, but is taking over their life and generating and governing their life in ways that they were not aware of before. And maybe some of this, I have to lay down and take it easy and sneeze and cough and turn around and go to sleep, has something to do with that.
Mm. Yes. Mm.
So your yeah. body also has...
Yeah, that's what I also feel. And a lot of people are sick here too. And it was last year, it was the same. It's like a shifting moment.
Yes.
And... yeah, people are more, if they are weak or I am weak or we are weak, it's...
But I think only momentarily. I think only momentarily. Maybe it takes a couple months, but something, my sense is something's rebuilding in the body.
Yes, weak is not the right word. It's vulnerability, I would say. And staying with that and not putting an armor again on and preparing for day. Yeah, it's like, okay, I can manage myself also if I'm vulnerable. And
good insight.
Yeah.
You know, here in over the Ganges, the bridge became weak and people became very vulnerable on the bridge. Because the bridge was weak. Guess what they're doing? They're building a stronger bridge.
Yeah.
It may be saying something, huh? So
okay.
Take good care of yourself. Everybody, take good care of yourself. Take the rest. Take the sleep. I just never had the fever, so I'm really happy about that. But for me, this has been going on for about a month now. So before I came here, what to do? Take good care of yourself, Miss Tara.
You too, Shanti Mai. I love you.
I love you too.
Good to see you. And yeah,
bye. Where? You'll see me where? Yeah.
That you are in India, to see you while you are in India. It's good to see you.
Great here. They don't they don't want me to say that I'm not coming back.
For sure.
Yeah. So we may come back, but I will never come back like I did before. If we come back, we come back again for 5 weeks, 6 weeks, done. Yeah, I'm not going to come for months at a time anymore. Namaste.
Namaste.
Yes.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste. Namaste, Shimananda and Yashodhara. Namaste.
Yeah, I was touched that you were mentioning, I was already like, shall I not? And then you mentioned anointing. And I never knew that you were, I mean, I'm not so long with you yet, that I knew that that was a theme that you, and I noticed I am curious about it. And also I'm practicing with Maria Magdalena, is right now my sadhana. And I don't even have a clear question, but as you mentioned anointing, I felt I have to put off my hand and love to hear maybe also, yeah. You see Maria Magdalena in this time and the anointing as she was doing Jesus. And
the word anointing means Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The word Christ means anointing. And when you look it up in the dictionary, that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Nenj has, and Peter Wilshire had created an oil from Solomon's temple.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the original recipe, I put gold in it, 24 karat gold. And I don't feel that I have a part in it. I don't, my body is there applying the oil to the places where it needs to be applied, but I also don't feel that I am there at all. I feel that this is intimately belonging to the person who is being anointed, and I don't feel I have any persona in it at all. I'm almost like a ghost performing a 2 second, 2-3 second, 5 second ceremony, not more. And what I found out in Terra de Sacha was that people didn't talk to each other about it. Even mates did not talk to each other about it. It was so intimate. It's so intimate that I'm not even sure there's words for it. So this is why we can't speak about it, really. And I don't feel like I'm actually a part of it. I feel it's strictly for the person who's taking the oil. And why are they doing that? I don't know. But there's something for them in it. And I have no idea about it. I don't want to have an idea about it. I don't want to create any ideas around it. So it's a big mystery to me as well. It really is. I feel completely as though this belongs to only the person, as a confirmation of recognition that God is within them. That's as much as I can say, and I don't even want to say that because I don't think that it's my place to say so. So it's a big mystery as to why it goes on, and it does go on, and you can write to me. I'll write to you, and we'll talk about it more personally, because I don't want to put it out there. I don't feel, and I can't put anything more to you except maybe something, but nothing. It's really impossible to speak about. It's a 10-second ceremony.
Thank you. I hear you.
Oh. You're welcome.
And do you want to say anything about Maria Magdalena? Because about that and that connection with her?
No, not really, because I don't know that that's connected to her or Solomon or Jesus.
Oh,
or
okay.
All I know is that anointing means Christ, and Jesus was Christ's dad. He was not born Jesus Christ. He was born Jesus, and he was Christ's dad. I think he was Christed when I'm not sure, so somebody can write to me and tell me if I'm accurate or not. I think when John the Baptist baptized him, he was filled with the Christed enlightenment, I guess. I have a hard time guessing about these things because I'm not good at that. It's not my forte. It's not my way. It's not foreign to my way, but it's not. I don't understand why I'm actually participating in this, but I think it's very beautiful, and I'm not putting it aside. So there, that's what I can say about it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Rahasia.
Oh, namaste.
You look like you're in Alaska.
Oh, I'm in India and I'm dressed for the frozen tundra. It just seems to be right to stay very warm right now to help the body. The blessings of being ill at this time, I just felt to put forth what I'm experiencing. One thing is the body can be in a lot of pain and the spirit feels quite strong. Like, and at times almost where I was just a quick story, I was in the hospital with Ken and he looked at me, he said, Rahasia, you don't seem ill right now. No one's going to see you. You have to dial it down a little. And so, but it's not consistent. And the blessing that I'm experiencing that I don't think I know doesn't require illness, but it's being shown to me is in the stillness and the communion with Sangha, with God, with the flow of the way of life, it seems like refined, almost like I'm attuned more to like just these beautiful coincidences. It's like someone extends a hand and I take it. And then that movement allows me to extend a hand. And in this stillness, it's just like, this is really what life is. And
right.
Wow. And to be with Sangha here and to be vulnerable, what Tara was saying, to live, I don't want to have any, it's like, I don't want to be well like I was before, like so in control or armored or thinking I need to figure anything out, really. Yeah, wow.
Well, you take good care of yourself so you can get back in the satsangs. That's all I got to say to you.
Yes.
There are so many people here who haven't even been in satsang yet. We've been here for well over maybe 10 days or so, and still some people have never been in a satsang because
right.
There's
no, because I hear
beds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to India.
You're welcome. And I've never seen anything hit the Sangha so hard with so many at once ever before. If I come to India next year, maybe nobody will come because of what happened this year. So we'll see. Anyhow.
Well, I'm just saying you can get really, really sick and maybe you'll still have, you know, a good time. Good time. It's so worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah, you take care of yourself, okay?
I will.
Gayatri.
Shanti Mai.
Gayatri.
With all of this around and yes.
Yes, I'm waiting.
Yes.
I was waiting for you. I liked how you said Shanti Mai, so I answered you with Gayatri the same way.
Thank you. What I've realized in the time that I've been here, because where we are, we can see Mother Ganga flowing by, and she's been a great teacher for me this visit in so many ways with this illness and the people that are sick around us and with what's going on. And Mother Ganga has just shown me so much the way she just keeps on flowing, just keep on flowing. And she doesn't get stuck anywhere or bogged down in anything. It's just a beautiful, graceful dance down that river.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because it's challenging being here with everybody so unwell and myself in a sort of a delicate situation at times. And you really don't want to know anything about it.
Better though, Gayatri. There are a lot of them are on their way to being better.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm so happy.
A lot of people are telling me that they're coming right along. But there is something that I wanted to
say.
And 2 years ago in Terada Satcha, there were 9 people down with COVID and very seriously down with COVID. And there were, was it 9 people? I forget. It was a lot of people, and there were only 3 people who could take care of all of those people. They had to make breakfast, take it to each room, pick up the breakfast, clean the dishes, start lunch, take the lunch to each room, pick up the dishes, and wash the dishes and start dinner. And the same thing went on for 2 weeks. And they were exhausted, but they just kept going on. People got better, But that was, I mean, it felt like we were in a hospital, understaffed, you know? But
it
all came around, and everybody came out of it, and people are coming out of it now. I'm coming out of it. Indra's going into it. Sahar was in it. He's pretty well even. I mean, I just hear all kinds of things. I've never seen anything like it in my life, really. But there it is.
But it is what it is. And, you know, the river teaches me a lot.
Oh, that's because she's not a river. That's because she is the Mother Ganges. She only looks like a river.
So beautiful. So beautiful. So graceful. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been really ill here too. And still, I don't know. It just keeps pushing on. And I'm just grateful that you're here. I'm grateful that the Sangha's here. I am so grateful that Mother Ganga flows through my eyes and touches my heart, and that I breathe this atmosphere of Maharaji's ashram. And our Sangha is so marvelous. When our Sangha comes to this ashram lifts its energy, very high. And everybody here says so. That when we come here, we contribute something absolutely wonderful to Satchadham that is missing when we're not here. Mm-hmm. Maharaji.
It's an amazing Sangha.
Yeah, go ahead, please, Gayatri.
No, the Sangha, when they come together, it's a beautiful thing. It really is beautiful.
It is beautiful. And Maharaji used to say, you have the best Sangha, Shanti Mai. I say, yeah, I do. He used to say, my Sangha is not so. And I'd say, that's true, it's not so. But ours is wonderful. And it's through his blessing that we're all together. And the ashram's looking wonderful and getting better and better and better. And all kinds of things are being fixed and built and painted and repaired. And it's a big job. It's a big job.
Big job. And it's very pretty, and it's very joyful, and it's very beautiful.
Yes, indeed.
Many hands.
Yeah, the whole community is saying that Satchadham, something's happening in Satchadham. That's true.
Really beautiful.
So, yeah. Thank you all who contributed one way or the other through prayer, through donation, through seva, through good wishes, through coming here, however, being there, however, whatever you may do to have contributed, even a kind thought towards us is also extremely valuable. So, yes, thank you. I love you. I hope I get to see you. I want you to stay. That's what I want. I want you to stay. I don't want you to go home. I want you to stay. I want you to stick it out. I want you not to go home. I want you to take the medicine here, get in bed, roll around. We'll feed you, we'll take care of you. We'll do everything for you. And then you come to satsang in a few days when you're better. Never mind.
Thank you, Shanti Mai. You're
welcome. Okay, namaste, everyone. It's nice to be with you from India. Namaste.
Narayana, Narayana, oh, oh, Narayana, Narayana, oh, Narayana, 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 Om. 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 Narayana, 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 Om. Narayana, Narayana, Om. Narayana, Narayana, Om. Narayana, 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 Om. Narayana, Narayana, Om. Narayana, Narayana, Om. Narayana, 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 Om. Narayana, Narayana, Om. Narayana, Narayana, Om. Narayana.